Shortly after our family moved to Lincoln, Nebraska, we met some ranchers along the South Dakota border who invited a few of us to come up and enjoy the wide open spaces. The woman whose husband ran the ranch thought we were a religious singing group. So on Saturday afternoon, she took eight of us to the town local bar to sing a couple of hymns. We all trooped into the bar. The woman quieted everyone and announced we were going to sing. The men all liked the idea and responded with hoops and hollers and banged their beer bottles on the bar. Only two of our group could sing a lick, so I suggested they lead out and the rest of us would follow along. The religious hymn they selected started out with these words: "The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you?" An amazing thing happened to those raucous cowboys as we sang those words. A few of them cast their eyes to the sawdust and became very still. They knew who the song was talking about. They had slipped and fallen and were feeling remorse. They knew there were better things they could be doing with their lives than sitting around an old musty bar attempting to drown their troubles. But the Bible makes it very clear that everyone in that bar, myself included, everyone in the state of Nebraska, everyone in the whole world, was living a fallen life. It all began in a beautiful garden with Adam and Eve, and the effects of that fall continue to this day. The Apostle Paul summarized the event by saying, "Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." And David wrote, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that understood and sought God. They have all gone out of the way. They have all become filthy. There is none that does good, no, not one." What the Bible teaches regarding the doctrine of man is not a pretty picture. And the account in Genesis gives a clear explanation of how mankind went from a bright, beautiful garden to sitting bleary-eyed in a half stupor in a dreary, dirty little bar on the South Dakota border. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.